4-0.
And now, the IMA doctors will discuss health issues heard in our everyday news, the healthy news of the day with the IMA doctors.
790 KFGO. We always look forward to the IMA Doctor Show on KFGO. Today we're talking osteoarthritis of the knee. Our phone numbers are 237-5948, 800-880-5346. You can email us at kfgo.studio@kfgo.com. And you can also text us your questions for the IMA Doctors. Just put a JNS. Text your question. We'll know it's for Dr. Mark Yohe. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Great to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
It's always good to have Dr. Mark Yohe and all the IMA doctors in. Today it's Osteoarthritis of the Knee Day. And of course, if you're so inspired, you can certainly call in and ask your questions of Dr. Yohe here. 12% of people 25 and older have some signs that you would recognize as being symptoms of osteoarthritis.
That's correct. A lot of people start having joint pain, stiffness, sometimes swelling of the joints, and just new aches and pains that they used to not have.
Is it all the time?
It can be, but it can also be intermittent.
Mm-hmm. What would make it be intermittent?
Well, I think sometimes it's related to activity. So typically with osteoarthritis, the more active you are, the more discomfort you will probably have. So you may feel a little bit stiff in the morning, you work things out, you feel a little bit better, and then you go to work and you're fine, then you decide to do a workout, and then you start noticing you're having more pain.
And that's for people 25 and older. That's a good percentage, but 80% of older people end up with it. And is it full-time by the time you're 75 or 80?
Well, a lot of people probably have it. You know, it's not 100% across the board, but, you know, with age, you know, comes wear and tear on the body's joints. And that's the development of osteoarthritis, and weight plays a role in it. So someone who stayed, you know, probably on the lighter side throughout their life, they're probably going to have less problem.
And is it just the pain that's the problem associated with osteoarthritis?
Well, a lot of people have swelling, and so that can be annoying, which will lead to decreased range of motion. And that may hinder, you know, if you want to get down onto your knees, you may have trouble with that. Some people have a lot of stiffness, And then there's deformity. You know, if it gets to the severe point, you'll see people walking around and their knees going one direction and their body should be going the other direction.
And so because you can tough out the pain is no indication that you should ignore the problem.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I remember people when I was growing up who were all hunched over and in great pain, and their arms and their hands as they got older and hands were
crippled.
Deformed, and they hurt like heck all the time,
mm-hmm.
and that could very well have been this osteoarthritis.
Certainly could be.
But we're talking about the knee today. So what are we doing about the knee?
Well, there's several options. You know, a lot of people, if they're coming in the early stages, I recommend, you know, a trial of even just a simple anti-inflammatory. You may, you know, prior to a workout, get help with ibuprofen. Trying a glucosamine and chondroitin supplement is often beneficial. It takes 3 months for that to work. So don't start the medication and in a week say, hey, this isn't working. You want to give it a good 3 months because that will help to rebuild cartilage. I often feel, you know, they've done studies on people who are older. But, you know, if you're having some joint pains, you're younger, start that supplement early. You're going to probably build better cartilage and it's going to be more long-lasting as you age. And then when you are failing those conservative treatments, there's injection options. And then when you fail that, then you're looking at joint replacement.
The last time we talked about injection options, someone called into one of the doctors and wanted to know about a substance made out of what's in a rooster, in a cock's comb.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I talked about that in the front today
before
the show.
The products with this hyaluronate, it's a gel injection, and it's done to help prevent pain associated with osteoarthritis. So what's happening in the knee is you're getting to where that joint space is narrowing, and what we're doing with that gel injection is cushioning that joint back. And so that's helping with pain reduction and allowing you to be more mobile.
What would someone ask for? Would you offer it first? I mean, if someone wanted to say, I want
a lot of people come in and say, you know, I want cortisone, or what injections options do you have? So I'll go through them, and say, you know, you have cortisone, you have the gel, you know, what are the benefits of each one? Sometimes people need both. You know, sometimes if there's a lot of inflammation, you know, that gel injection is going to help with pain and help with cushioning. But if I can't get rid of the inflammation, then I need to do a cortisone injection.
Dr. Mark Yohe is our guest. It is the IMA Doctor Show Day on KFGO. Dr. Mark Yohe is an internal medicine physician specializing in men's health and chronic disease management with a special interest in joint injections and arthritis. Can you just look at a knee and tell that they have osteoarthritis, or how do you diagnose it, doctor?
Well, X-ray is probably one of the gold standards. You're going to see the joint space narrowing. You may see bone spurs that are forming, but often, you know, you can start to see that the knee does not look like a normal knee. There's some bony abnormalities occurring, so you can just look at somebody and say, mm-hmm. you know, I think you're going to have this if I take an X-ray.
And also, a few of my cousins are a little pigeon-toed mm-hmm. and a little knock-kneed and maybe a little bow-legged, and that can affect your knees, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's what you start to see. You know, long term is that those people start, they will wear out one side versus the other of the joint much
right.
faster.
And that can be hereditary.
Yes.
KFGO time is 11:19. It's the IMA doctors. You know, there isn't much that doesn't affect my family, Dr. Yohe. Maybe you know.
We can take your phone calls now. That's the latest on osteoporosis of the knee. We can take your calls about anything. It's House Calls time next, coming up on the IMA Doctor Show on KFGO.
It's time for the IMA doctors to take house calls. Call now, 237-5948 or 800-880-5346, where you get answers to any healthcare question. This is the all-new House Call segment with the physicians from IMA Healthcare.
790 KFGO, 1123. Our phone lines are wide open, and we'll take your calls here on the IMA Doctor Show. This is House Calls, and Dr. Mark Yohe will be answering any health-related questions you may have. You can also text us those questions to JNS. To 35270. Dr. Mark Yohe, internal medicine physician specializing in men's health and chronic disease management. We've spent the first quarter hour or so talking about osteoarthritis of the knee today. And Dr. Yohe, we have an email from Tim you never want to hear click and knee in the same sentence. But Tim has a click in his knee. It also feels stiff and doesn't bend like my other knee. Any idea what that is?
Well, sometimes you start to think about cartilage problems again. Did they have an injury where they tore a meniscus or something? Oftentimes, when you start to hear clicks, there's probably some osteophytes, or which are little bony growths, or something with a meniscus going on.
Oh, my God.
We have another email here, kfgo.studio@kfgo.com. I've heard that Botox can help my migraine headaches. Is that true?
Absolutely. Botox is a substance that's used it helps paralyze muscles. It can be used for cosmetic purposes. It can also be used for migraine headaches. It's also used, I've been finding benefits in patients who have TMJ symptoms, or they're grinding their teeth at night. If you put it into some of the muscles in the face, that it'll help relax those, and people will be much less, or have much less headaches once the Botox takes effect.
The waiting room is filling up, and we have a couple of people standing by to talk to Dr. Yohe. Ron, you're on the IMA Doctor Show.
Yes, good morning, doctor. I've had problems for the last 6 months with my knees and my elbows aching and sore. I've had X-rays done on them. They're saying that my bone structure is very good. At what point do I decide, because out-of-pocket it's about $400 for an MRI, at what point do I decide to go in and do an MRI?
Well, if you're looking at joints that become unstable is when I would recommend the MRI. So if you're noticing in your knees that they're locking, they're catching, you feel like they're going to give out, that's probably a sign that there's something that X-ray isn't going to find. You've got a lot of ligaments in there that are not seen on X-ray. You've got to do an MRI for those. But the symptoms are typically, you know, going up and down steps, you have significant problems. You feel like it's going to give out, or it actually does give out. And that instability is when you start to be concerned more that there's something, that it's not just some wear and tear.
Good luck, Ron. And Darren, you're on KFGO with Dr. Yohe. Go ahead, please. Darren? Okay, sorry about that. Beth, you're on KFGO with Dr. Yohe.
Hi. Yeah, I've had osteoarthritis and rheumatoid for many years, and I've been doing, I've tried the Rituxan and some of those other injections, and now I've been doing an infusion of Actimiar every month. And the swelling has gone down on my fingers, but I still have such severe pain, and the swelling never went out of my feet, and the pain is still in my feet, too. I'm just kind of getting at a roadblock, so I don't know where to go next.
In this situation, you're dealing with the rheumatoid, and so that's an inflammatory condition. So the infusion is trying to address the inflammation. Sometimes if you still struggle with inflammation in a few spots, then even a cortisone injection may help you get through and reduce that pain in those areas. So it's possible where in your foot or in some of those areas that you could do a cortisone injection, which would help.
IMA Healthcare is located at 1707 Gold Drive in the Goldmark Office Park, just east of Doolittle's, at imahealthcare.com. Back with Dr. Mark Yohe and House Calls on the IMA Doctor Show after KFGO News.
It's time for the IMA doctors to take house calls. Call now, 237-5948 or 800-880-5346, where you get answers to any healthcare question. This is the all-new House Calls segment with the physicians from IMA Healthcare.
790 KFGO, it's 11:35. We have callers standing by in the waiting room to talk to Dr. Mark Yohe. He is an internal medicine physician specializing in men's health, chronic disease management, special interest in joint injections and arthritis. IMA Healthcare in the Goldmark Office Park, just east of Doolittle's. Their phone number is 701-280-2033 and online at imahealthcare.com.
Well, the person in the waiting room with the bad knee has left. However, we do have Doug remaining, and the topic for Dr. Mark Yohe is hornets. Hi, Doug. You're on KFGO.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I got stung pretty bad by hornets about 3 days before Labor Day on the right side of my face, especially between the eye and the ear and up into my hairline. And still, I get some irritation up there, but every other day it feels irritated. Is that unusual?
Well, the face is a sensitive area, so, you know, it depends on if you got all the stingers out and how many actual bites or stings you had.
Quite a few.
But, you know, something like that can take some time to get better. Oftentimes, Benadryl will help if you're having a bad day. Benadryl will probably be an answer for you to help reduce some of those effects that you were having from the stings. And that is especially something that can be used in a short period of time. Some people, if it's a real severe reaction, they have to go on a short course of prednisone to get rid of symptoms. But it sounds like you had a pretty severe episode.
How did that happen? How many hornets attacked you?
It was quite a few. It was a swarm of them. Like, I got too close to a nest I didn't know about.
You were out hunting or something?
No, right up in the yard, right at one of the buildings.
Didn't come out of the ground. All right, well,
they came out of the walls where they came out of.
Well, yeah, it was probably just the massive amount that you got, and that caused an increased reaction, and it'll either take some time to get better. I would try some Benadryl. If that fails, you could try a short course of prednisone.
Thank you for your call. We have an email about restless leg syndrome, slowly gotten worse in the past 15 months. John is on ropinirole. Recently, my doctor doubled the dose. I am to take a 2-milligram tablet 3 times a day, and that doesn't begin to cut the distraction and irritation. Can't sleep, exhausted, it's killing him. And he's read about omeprazole, which he is taking as well. He's looking for any kind of diet changes, any kind of exercise programs, or maybe should he see a neurologist, Dr. Yohe?
The medication he's taking, he's still not at maximum dose, so there's room to go up. I'm not aware of a correlation with omeprazole, which is an over-the-counter proton pump inhibitor for reflux disease. Things that one will start to think about when you're having a flare of the restless leg Are your electrolytes normal? Potassium, magnesium, those are things should be checked.
Oh.
I would be checked to make sure you're not anemic. If you had iron deficiency anemia and your iron levels and your iron stores were low, that can lead to continued symptoms. So there might be something more underlying that they need to do some blood work. There are other, you know, medications that are available too that, you know, if the Re-Quip isn't working.
It's 11:38. We're going to get a Sugar Beet Hollow report in here. Shauna Olson's in the house, but we have time to get James in. One more question here for James on the IMA Doctor Show on KFGO.
Yeah, both my bottom of my feet are real sore after you stand very long. They start to tingle and burn.
Are you diabetic?
Nope.
There are a few things that can affect the foot. One is plantar fasciitis. That is something that typically causes pain along the bottom of the feet. Sometimes people will start to get a neuropathy or where they start to lose some of the sensation, and that can occur often more common in diabetics, but it can be idiopathic where we don't know what is causing it. But there might be something more underlying.
Thank you for your call. This is the Jack and Sandy Show. The IMA doctors are in once a month here on KFGO, and we like to get another call or two in here. Certainly, we'd like to get a few more. We have a few minutes left.
790 KFGO. It's 17 minutes before noon. This is the Jack and Sandy Show, and once a month, we have the IMA doctors in for the IMA Doctor Show. Our phone numbers during our house call segment, where Dr. Mark Yohe is answering any health-related questions you may have. 237-5948, 800-880-5346. You can email us at kfgo.studio@kfgo.com, and you can text us at JNS for the IMA Doctor Show.
And we have Dr. Yohe ready to talk to Steve. Steve, you're here with Dr. Yohe on KFGO. Go ahead.
Yeah, doctor. Say, in the morning, I'm a 58-year-old guy. In the morning, my right heel is really stiff and a little painful. But as soon as I walk around a little bit, it's fine. But if I'm sedentary during the day for, 20 minutes, half hour, then it hurts a little bit again. Any idea what that might be?
Those are typical symptoms of probably plantar fasciitis, which is a tendon that runs along the bottom of the foot, and it's most common where you get out of the bed in the morning and you have instant pain. And then it typically kind of loosens up as one walks, and then again, when you're sedentary for a period of time throughout the day, you start to have symptoms. Treatment options, some people can get by with a couple weeks of ibuprofen 3-4 times a day, 600 to 800 milligrams to help reduce inflammation. I often recommend to patients, they take a water bottle, they fill it with water, they freeze it, and then they kind of massage their foot with it and roll it underneath their foot, and that helps to stretch it. It helps to reduce inflammation. Often conservative treatment options don't help. Sometimes people need orthotics. Sometimes we resort to cortisone injection.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the call. And Shelley, you're on right now with Dr. Yohe.
Well, hi there. I have a question about my knee. For the past, since May, it has been cracking and it's painful on the inside. I had 4 x-rays done and 7 blood tests. They all came back negative. The second doctor I went to told me to do physical therapy, which I did, and it's worse now than it was.
Have you had a MRI?
No. Still paying on the $700 that I had to pay out of pocket for.
Yep. Unfortunately, if you failed pretty much the conservative approach that you've gone through, you're probably going to have to look at doing an MRI, because it's going to look more at the cartilage. It's going to look at your ligaments. It's going to be able to tell, do you have a meniscus tear, that type of thing. Those are all things that can't be seen on x-ray. And unfortunately, okay, MRI is the best modality to determine that. It might be something where if that happens and you've got a cartilage tear, a simple knee scope would be something you could do. But if you've gone through the conservative treatments you've done, it sounds like you probably need more imaging.
All right, Shelley, good luck to you too. And let's see, we have Man, we have a couple of emails to get to, but let's get Dave in here. He's got an interesting issue. You're on the IMA Doctor Show on KFGO, Dave.
Good morning. I have a question. I've had a lower back pain, and about 2 months ago, I got a prescription for Celebrex. And in about 4 to 5 weeks, I put on a solid 12 pounds plus, and I have not been able to get a hold of my doctor. Could that have been from, I don't know what it could have been other than possibly Celebrex. Is that a good possibility?
Celebrex is an anti-inflammatory medication similar to ibuprofen, probably a little stronger. It works a little bit different, and it's usually easier on the stomach. But it can cause problems with people's kidney function that can lead to fluid retention and weight gain. It can also, if you have any heart issues, cause fluid retention and weight gain. So it certainly might be something, well, one, I would probably stop the medication and see if you start to drop the weight, but I would recommend you probably get in and see your doctor, as you need a kidney function panel. You need to make sure things haven't changed, because they can be tough medications on one's kidneys.
Dave, that's a good and important question to ask, and thanks for doing so.
We have an email into the studio from Gary. He says, I had a knee replaced in March. Since then, I've been working out to rehab. How much weight can I use on the machines to extend and retract the machines? I was up to 30 reps at 70 pounds, plus 20 minutes on the bike, Dr. Yoki.
The weight question is hard for me to answer. I would have deferred that to probably your physical therapist. When you left your physical therapy program, they're going to be able to answer that question more than I can. At some point, you're going to be able to go back to what you were doing, but you do still want to be careful. 70 pounds is probably a pretty good weight. And as long as you're keeping your quads and your legs strengthened, that should be good. And higher repetition is going to build more lean mass than doing heavy reps. Hopefully you're not wanting to be a bodybuilder.
We get this off of our email. I am convinced my husband has low T. Help me help him. He is listening.
Low T is low testosterone. It's something that affects men as they age at about 1% decline in testosterone levels from the age of 35 onward. Most people, symptoms can be fatigue, weight gain, they have trouble with belly fat, they have low sex drive, they have low libido, they have low or an erectile dysfunction. So all of those symptoms, you know, could be something underlying with the thyroid, could be something underlying with the testosterone. It does require blood work. Simple blood tests will determine if your testosterone is low, and then it's easy to decide upon your replacement options if interested.
We have open phone lines. It's House Calls time on KFGO. We have an email from someone who wants to know the restless leg syndrome, gentlemen. Your phone number at IMA Healthcare. And the way to reach Dr. Mark Yohe and other IMA physicians, 701-280-2033. They're online at imahealthcare.com and located at 1707 Gold Drive in the Goldmark Office Park just east of Doolittle's. We'll have the business news coming up, and then our final segment, more of your calls during House Calls with Dr. Mark Yohe. I am the IMA Doctor Show on KFGO.
Having a whole range of questions for Dr. Mark Yohe today on the IMA Doctor Show. Eric, you're up with Dr. Yohe. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm having an issue with being lactose intolerant. I take those lactate pills. You know, I have to take about 6 of them at a time, and that still doesn't help. I heard something about some probiotic and then like this other juicy like yogurt thing you can drink. Do you know anything about that? Because this has been a big problem for me.
The probiotic is going to help to replenish the normal bacteria in one's intestinal system. So you may have improvement in some of your symptoms. Unfortunately, if you're really, really intolerant to lactose, avoidance is going to be the best option to avoid symptoms. But trying those probiotics, I'm thinking the liquid they're talking about might be something called kefir. I think it's K-E-F-I-R. It's at the grocery store. That actually might be problematic because it is a dairy. So I would either avoidance or try the probiotic, get on that for a couple weeks, then go back and see if your lactate pills work better.
Dave says, I work at Sanford and have their insurance, but I'm looking for an independent doctor for privacy reasons. Do you take Sanford insurance, and will it cost me more to go out of our network?
Actually, we're in the Sanford network, so it shouldn't cost you any extra out of pocket.
Let's go to Dean. Dean, yeah. You have a question for the IMA yes. doctors here.
Dr. York, have you come across complex regional pain syndrome?
It's not a very common condition, but yes.
Is there any treatment for it?
It's not a very easy condition to treat. Often we send patients to pain specialists because sometimes there can be some procedures where they can deaden a nerve that affects, you know, if it's affecting one's right leg, they can try to do some things with that. Often we resort to medications like gabapentin or Lyrica. Those are medications that help with nerve pain. Ultimately, people will probably end up on narcotics because it's such a severe pain condition.
What's it called again?
Complex regional pain syndrome.
My. Wow. Sorry about that, Dean. Eileen, you're on KFGO. Hello, Eileen.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I have acute Achilles tendonitis and a bad bone spur that gives me constant pain. I've been told by a doctor that the only way I can relieve this is through surgery. Is that it?
The bone spur is only going to be relieved through surgery. Typically, those don't resolve on their own. Sometimes Achilles tendonitis will get better with rest and physical therapy, but if it's actually where the bone spur is rubbing over the Achilles tendon, then you may ultimately have to have surgery to get that better.
Good show. Thank you very much for your calls. Thank you for your emails. The IMA Healthcare and Dr. Mark Yohe can be found at 1707 Gold Drive in the Goldmark Office Park, just east of Doolittle's, 701-280-2033, or at imahealthcare.com. IMA Healthcare, embracing the personal side of medicine. Dr. Mark Yohe, good show. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for having me.
Join us November 18th for the next IMA Healthcare Show on the Jack and Sandy Show on KFGO.